What's going on? Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It is heard live every day from noon to 3 on WBT Radio in Charlotte. And if you want exclusive content, like invitations to events, the weekly live stream, my daily show prep with all the links, become a patron. Go to thepetecallinershow.com. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. Get every episode for free right to your smartphone or tablet. And again, thank you so much for your support. I'm just saying, you should not put the word live in the bottom right of your CNN screen if you're not live, you know, if the video's old, if it's from like earlier in the morning. Anyway, News Talk 1110 99.3 WBT. Happy Monday. Pete Callender here, 704-570-1110, 1-800-WBT-1110. Email is Pete at thepetecallinershow.com. And you can hit me up on the Twitter machine at Pete Callender. I don't know when this started. I don't know when it started where CNN started putting live above their little CNN logo, but they keep it there all the time. Like, is that just designating that whatever the words are at the bottom, that that's live? Because you're showing me footage of Joe Biden speaking at some other event earlier in the day, and I'm starting to freak out like, oh my gosh, this is live. Biden speaking right now. I mean, not that I was going to go carry it, but still, I mean, I might have, you know. But no, it was from earlier today. And apparently somebody turned two of the four TVs onto CNN here in the studio. And so I thought that that also sent the message that it was live, because usually if the president is speaking live, you see him on a couple different screens, right? Because different, all the different networks are carrying it. And then I realized, oh no, see now John Moore, he's going to get up, he's going to change one of the channels. And I did not say that to make John Moore change the channel. I'm just saying, I thought he was going to be doing a speech, and this has nothing at all to do with us. Now John's trying to change the channel. I think I just saw what the problem is that when you hit the remote, now you've got that. No, because now that one in the middle over there, John, is the same channel. TV 3 is TV 1 now.
Come on, John.
Oh my gosh. This is it's a comedy of errors in here. And I didn't even mean, like, I don't even care. I barely even look at those things, but I looked up and I had a panic attack almost, although I've never had a panic attack, but I suspect that's the closest I've ever come. That's actually not true. No, but still, I looked up and I was like, oh my gosh, Biden speaking. He's probably saying stuff that I don't want to hear. So anyway, crisis averted, no Biden address for us to listen to. Even better is some clips with George Stephanopoulos. I know you've been waiting for it. Yeah. Look, one of the benefits of having Donald Trump as the Republican nominee is that the left and the media, but I repeat myself, they now get to play D&D against the GOP. They have carte blanche, not related to the character on Golden Girls. They have carte blanche to now play D&D against every single Republican at any level. Because all they have to do is ask, are you supporting Donald Trump? And as soon as the Republican or conservative or unaffiliated or anybody, as soon as they find out, if you say, yes, I support Donald Trump in his election campaign this time around, then they play defend and disavow, or disavow, D&D. Defend or disavow, which is the game they always play against conservatives and Republicans, where they make you answer for something that some other person in the Republican Party or conservative or whatever, somehow related to you tangentially or not at all. Just, oh, hey, you were a member of the Elks Club, and so was this other guy on the other side of the country, and he did something terrible, so do you defend or disavow what that guy over there did that you've never met, did something terrible 2,000 miles away, right? But you now have to defend or disavow. And there's no way to win that game, because if you disavow, then you will be held up as the proof that others need to do what you're doing. And by the way, after you disavow the egregious behavior of somebody that shares the party affiliation, once you disavow, the next Republican that does something bad, they will come back to you and ask you to play it again. It never ends, right? So, and all of that is based off of a presumption that you are morally bankrupt. And so they get your disavowal. So, and by the way, then you can play the role of Liz Cheney or Adam Kinzinger and then lose your next elections, held up as martyrs on the left. And you'll get invited to, you know, participate in, you know, roundtable talk shows and such on the networks. You'll get paid as a contributor, that sort of thing. You'll still get invited to the cocktail parties, which, by the way, like, I've never watched The Real Housewives of any of those cities or whatever. Apparently, there's a bunch of these franchises that are out there. I think Atlanta's got one. Actually, I think that's it. I don't know if I know any more of them. But I think I've heard that Atlanta had a series. But anyway, Christy, my wife, went and bought on the eBay or whatever the CDs or the DVDs, I should say, of the very first season of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And I don't even know how long ago the show first aired. It's been a while, though. I swear all they do is go to parties. That's it. That's all they do. That's literally all they do. They fly, and maybe it's just for the show. I don't know, but it just seems like all they do is go to parties. And by the way, all the parties are ridiculous. And all they do is talk trash about each other at the parties. And they gossip about who's not there and who's there. And I'm thinking, what a miserable existence this must be. And expensive. A very expensive, miserable existence. So if you're trying to, you know, stay on the cocktail circuit, I guess, and you're trying to get the invitations to go to all of the parties that apparently is all that you do at this level of wealth or power, you just go around to parties every single evening. And if you don't get invited to the party, then it's like, oh, they didn't get invited to the party. You don't want to be associated with that person. It really is a fascinating window into a whole different stratosphere, you know? Well, I guess it would just be the stratosphere because I'm not in the stratosphere. So it's not like I'm in a difference. There's only one stratosphere, as I understand it. If I'm going back to my old earth science days. Anyway, Nancy Mace, not to be confused with the host of the court shows, who talks like this, not her. This is the South Carolina representative, the congresswoman, Nancy Mace, who she falls in and out of grace with Republicans, with Trump supporters, kind of goes, she runs hot and cold on some of this stuff. But she went on to the ABC program this week. That's the name of the program. It was also, ironically, this week. It was Sunday. ABC's George Stephanopoulos. He's the host. And he uses her endorsement of Donald Trump. He weaponizes this against her because she is a survivor of rape. And she talked about this a couple of years ago when there was a fetal heartbeat bill and she came out against it. And she talked about her own experience. So Stephanopoulos now knows this and he uses this in order to what she believes. And she is correct, by the way. He uses this to shame her as a form of defend or disavow. Democrats' favorite game. And she refuses to play the game and turns it back on him and says that he's trying to shame her. All right, well, just as I predicted, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in North Carolina. The wait is over. Now you can legally bet on all of your favorite sports anytime, anywhere in the state with DraftKings, an official sports betting partner of NASCAR. DraftKings has tons of the best features like parlays for multiple games, player props that focus on individual players and their performance within a specific game, social betting groups where you can share your bets with your friends in real time, and just in time for college basketball conference tournaments now underway. And as always, fast and easy pay payouts, and I have a special promo for you. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code word Pete and bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, promo code Pete. The crown is yours, but this is a limited time offer. Gambling problem? Call 877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus, North Carolina only. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Oh, and deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. Terms are at DraftKings.com/sportsbook/NC. And NASCAR is not a sponsor of this promotion and is used under license. Email is Pete@thePeteCallinerShow.com. All right, so here is the audio. This is the full exchange between Congresswoman Nancy Mace and George Stephanopoulos. We'll get your reaction to it after we play it and then go to news.
How do you square your endorsement of Donald Trump with the testimony we just saw?
Well, I will tell you, I was raped at the age of 16. And any rape victim will tell you, I've lived for 30 years with an incredible amount of shame over being raped. I didn't come forward because of that judgment and shame that I felt. And it's a shame that you will never feel, George. And I'm not going to sit here on your show and be asked a question meant to shame me about another potential rape victim. I'm not gonna do that.
It's actually not about shaming you. It's a question about Donald
Trump. No, you are shaming me.
You've endorsed Donald Trump for president.
Right.
Donald Trump has been found liable for rape by a jury.
Not true.
Donald Trump has been found liable for defaming the victim of that rape by a jury. It's been affirmed by a judge.
It was not a criminal court case, number one. Number two, I live with shame. And you're asking me a question about my political choices, trying to shame me as a rape victim, and I find it disgusting. And quite frankly, E. Jean Carroll's comments when she did get the judgment, joking about what she was going to buy, it makes it harder for women to come forward when they make a mockery out of rape, when they joke about it.
For women to come forward when they
It makes it harder when other women
candidates.
Joke about it, and she's joked about it. I find it offensive, and I also find it offensive that you're trying to shame me with this question.
I'm not trying to shame you.
You are.
Well, in fact,
I have dealt with this for 30 years. You know how hard it was to tell my story 5 years ago when they were doing a fetal heartbeat bill and there were no exceptions for rape, incest, rape or incest in there? I had to tell my story because no other woman was coming forward.
I'm just asking.
No rape victims were represented. And you're trying to shame me this morning.
I'm just asking.
And I find it offensive. And this is why women won't come forward.
Women won't come forward because they're defamed by those who perpetrate rape.
They are judged and they're shamed. And you're trying to shame me this morning.
I think
it's disgusting.
I'm not shaming you at all.
I told my story. It took me 25 years to tell my story. I was judged for it. I still get judged for it today.
I'm asking you a very simple question.
And I answered it. You're shaming me for my political choices.
I'm asking you a question about why you endorse someone who's been found liable for rape.
It was not a criminal court.
It was a civil court.
And by the way, she joked about the judgment and what she was going to do with all that money. And I find that offensive.
I'm asking you
about
the man.
But as a rape victim who's been shamed for years now because of her rape, you're trying to shame me again by asking me this political question.
You've repeated that again.
I think it's offensive. As a woman, I find it offensive. My political choices. I've endorsed the man that I believe is best for our country. It's not Joe Biden. And you looked at the dueling rallies yesterday in Georgia. Lakin Riley's family was with Donald Trump. They weren't with Joe Biden. The same guy yesterday that apologized for calling her killer an illegal who wasn't illegal. And here you are trying to shame a rape victim. I find it disgusting.
I mean, you keep saying I'm shaming you.
It is.
How is the question asking you about a presidential candidate who's
You're asking a rape victim.
And there's no question about that. And you've courageously talked about
that. Because I've been raped. I think that's disgusting.
No, I'm questioning your political choices because you're supporting
shaming me. You're
someone who's been found liable for rape. Actually, I'm not trying to
You are.
You.
That's exactly what
you're
You're
not answering
doing.
The question.
And I think it's disgusting.
Well, you're welcome to say that, but you also have to answer the question. Why are you supporting someone who's been found liable for rape?
I just answered your question.
What is the answer?
He was not found guilty in a criminal court of law. It was sexual abuse. It wasn't actually rape, by the way. And E. Jean Carroll joked about all the money she's going to get and made a mockery out of this case. And I think that's offensive. There's a reason why women don't come forward. And when you have someone who says that they're raped and they make a mockery out of this civil court judgment, It's offensive to other women. It makes it harder for other women to come forward when another woman has made a mockery of it.
You said women don't come forward because they are afraid. They are afraid
they're
because
judged
they are defamed
and shamed
by those
like you're trying to shame me this
they
morning.
They are afraid to come forward, as you said, because they are defamed by those who commit the rape. That's what Donald
and
Trump has been
judged.
Found guilty of doing.
He defended himself over that and denies that it ever happened, but he was not found guilty in a criminal court of law. It was a civil judgment.
So is that the distinction you're making?
Abuse.
A civil judgment is okay, but a criminal judgment
this
is not.
This is different, and they didn't even input all of the evidence into the civil case either, because some of the information she provided wasn't even accurate or correct. But to sit here and ask me as a rape victim to try to shame me for my political choices is wrong, and I think it's offensive.
You can repeat that again and again and again.
And I'm going
and again
to because
again,
I find it deeply
to shame you.
Offensive.
You don't find it offensive that Donald Trump has been found liable for rape?
I find it offensive as a rape victim that you're trying to shame me for my political choices. And I've said again repeatedly, E. Jean Carroll has made a mockery out of rape by joking about it. I don't find that funny.
Well,
rape is not funny.
You've made it
rape
perfectly
is serious.
Clear. You've made it perfectly clear.
Rape
you're comfortable.
Is serious.
It is
it's
serious.
It's not funny, and it shouldn't be made a mockery of. But
it
if
is.
You want to defend a woman who made a mockery out of rape, then you go ahead and do that. I'm not going to do that.
Well, actually, what you're doing is defending a man who's been found liable for rape. I don't understand how you can do that.
Not in a criminal court of law. This was a civil judgment over sexual abuse, not rape, by the way, and she made a mockery out of it.
Can we pull
so
up the Washington Post headline
to?
Right there? In fact, it has been shown.
Oh, the Washington Post.
The judge affirmed that it was, in fact, rape. Donald Trump was found to have committed rape. That's just a fact.
That is a civil judgment, not a criminal court. They're two very different things, and you know better.
Well, I just showed you the facts.
You
right
know
here.
Better.
You show that you're very comfortable with what Donald
and
Trump
and what you've
done.
Done is offensive to women who've been raped. What you've done this morning is offensive.
We'll let the viewers decide about that. Let's talk about January 6th. You had just been sworn into Congress on January 6th.
All righty. So what do you decide about that? We'll let the viewers decide, or the audience decide. By the way, the word shame mentioned by Congresswoman Nancy Mace 17 times, I counted. I did not count the mockery references. All right. Do the current world events have you wondering whether we are teetering on the edge of catastrophe? Are you concerned it's going to reach our shores? Okay. So what are you doing about your concerns? Let me help. Carolina Readiness Supply. At CarolinaReadiness.com, whether you're looking to expand your emergency preparedness supplies or you have no idea where to even begin, Carolina Readiness Supply can help you. Food, water purifiers, tools, first aid kits, instructional materials, camping and hiking supplies even, because being prepared is just smart. Carolina Readiness Supply has 2,000 square feet of supplies and educational materials that you'll need for any kind of emergency. In Waynesville and always at CarolinaReadiness.com, veteran-owned Carolina Readiness Supply. Will you be ready when the lights go out?
Pete Callender here. Thanks a lot for hanging out. I appreciate it. If you would like to participate in the program, it is 704-570-1110. Or 1-800-WBT-1110. The email is pete@thepetecallinershow.com. You can also hit me up on Twitter, @PeteCallinner. We were talking about Nancy Mace. Republican South Carolina Representative Nancy Mace had a tense exchange with ABC's George Stephanopoulos over her political choices as a rape victim, slamming him for, quote, shaming her. This is by Haley Gomez at the Daily Caller. Mace appeared on ABC's This Week to discuss her support of former President Donald Trump as Stephanopoulos first highlighted Trump's previous civil case with the writer E. Jean Carroll, who claimed the former president had sexually assaulted her. Stephanopoulos questioned how the South Carolina representative could support Trump as a rape victim, to which Mace immediately called out his question. And this is exactly what he did. There was another layer. This is defend or disavow. It's just another layer. Because instead of just simply saying, you know, as a Republican, in other words, as a person who is allied with Donald Trump, this is the thing that that allies you. But not just as a Republican, but also as a victim. Right? So you would think that because you're a victim, you should then oppose anybody else who is accused of the thing that you were a victim of, too, right? And he's not listening to her answer. What is her answer? Aside from calling out the premise of the question, which is this D or D tactic, and she keeps saying
that he's trying to shame her for her political choices, and he is. He can deny that, but he is. He's trying to pin her, right, on either a defend Donald Trump, and then when she basically says she does, that she supports him and has endorsed him, then he's trying to pin her on that, or he's trying to get her to disavow Donald Trump, which she's not doing. So it's the same game. And her choice to endorse Trump is a political choice. He's trying to put it in the context of this oppressor-oppressed, victim-perpetrator narrative. And she rejects that narrative. Now, whether she rejects it in all cases or just with Donald Trump, because of the nature of the circumstances in this case. And this is one of the things, and I'm not trying to blame Donald Trump for this, because I recognize the argument that a lot of people would make, which is they would do this to anybody. It's not just Donald Trump. And to an extent, I agree. Like, that is true. I mean, they blamed Mitt Romney for a woman getting cancer, for crying out loud, right? So I get it. That being said, Donald Trump makes it really, really easy for a lot of these accusations and stories and narratives to take hold, right? He is a target-rich environment because of the way he speaks, because of the way he's lived his life, because of who he is, his money, whatever. Because of who he is, everything about him, it makes him a soft target for the left. This story, and here's the thing, and this is one of the reasons why I loathed the Donald Trump presidency, is that every single day, every single story is about Trump. Everything gets filtered through the Trump prism. Because so many people in this country have had their brains broken by this guy, either they love him or hate him, to the extent that everything is about Trump. So now I have to go and learn all of the details about the E. Jean Carroll case, right? And like many, many things in this world, the truth is not black and white. It's not clear. All I have to go on, and by the way, when Nancy Mace is saying this was not a criminal trial, this was a civil trial, and she's pointing that out, and Stephanopoulos is ignoring that. He keeps saying that Trump was found liable for rape, which was not true. He tried to connect it because the judge tried to connect it, but the jury said sexual assault, and there's a difference. They couldn't say rape. They had to say sexual assault. Now, maybe the jury wanted to say rape. I don't know. But here's the problem. A civil trial has a much lower standard of proof, a burden of proof, than a criminal trial does. And so if you want to hang Trump on the criminal charges, then you got to do it in the criminal courts. But they did it in the civil courts. And by the way, they did it under a law that was passed to allow E. Jean Carroll to do this because the statute of limitations had expired. And Nancy Mace pointing out the way Carroll behaved after the verdict and the penalty came down, Mace is exactly correct. E. Jean Carroll has said things and spoken in a way about this encounter that make me doubt her credibility. And again, I hate the fact that I have to go through all of this. I hate the fact I got to pay attention to this kind of a case in New York and waste time following all of this and doing the research on it. I hate the fact I have to do this. This is the weaponization of lawfare, right? And they used a civil proceeding with a civil New York jury to find Trump, quote unquote, liable. And then awarded her like $83 million in defamation, which came because Donald Trump ran his mouth and attacked her, calling her crazy and all nuts and all this other stuff, which, by the way, I've seen many interviews with her. He may not be entirely incorrect on some of that assessment. That being said, I find it unpalatable, shall we say. I find it unpalatable that you've got a court telling a defendant, any defendant, that they're not allowed to proclaim their innocence. How dare you? right? That's even if he's convicted in a criminal court, he's still allowed to maintain his innocence. He's still allowed to call other people liars because he says he's innocent. I suspect this gets overturned. I do. I suspect it gets overturned, but I don't know because, like I said, I don't make predictions on jury trials. And this case is a clear example of why I do not. Because if I looked at these the evidence in this case, I would not have found him liable. And the standard to do so is simply 50% plus one. That's it. A preponderance of the evidence is what it's called. That's the legal standard. Not beyond a reasonable doubt. That's the criminal standard. Far higher. A preponderance of evidence, which means it's a 50-50 question. You're split, yes or no, guilty or liable, not liable. And you're like, I don't know. Just enough to go 50% plus a little bit. That's all it takes. That's the standard. That's a much lower standard to now be able to call somebody a rapist. You know, like he's not a convicted rapist. Let me go over here and get David on the program. Hello, David.
Hello.
Hey, David. What's going on?
Hey, I love your show, Pete.
Thanks,
you're
sir.
Great. Stephanopoulos is a total hypocrite. He worked for Clinton, and Clinton was accused of rape.
Correct. I wish she had mentioned that. Yeah, I wish that Nancy Mace had mentioned that. That's a great point.
Yeah, because that makes him a total hypocrite. You know, what a slimy guy.
Yeah. Although I would say the charge of hypocrisy carries no purchase any longer, not in our modern politics. So I think that's why everybody is now free to flip on all sorts of issues, because it used to be hypocrisy mattered, but it hasn't in a long time. So, I think she could have turned the tables on him and have said, like, oh, well, you endorsed Hillary Clinton. You worked for Bill Clinton. He was credibly accused of rape. And then I guess he would say, well, but he was never charged. You know, that kind of thing. But at least it would have shifted the focus.
It sure would have.
Yeah.
All right. Wanted to make that point. Thanks, Pete.
Yeah, David, appreciate the call. That's a great point. Mark says, good for Nancy Mace for sticking up for herself while Georgie Boy just keeps trying to shame her. He is such a sleaze. Eric says, this Stephanopoulos debacle is a great example of the media calcifying a narrative, right? So like, and he kept saying liable for rape, liable for rape, liable for rape. And she kept correcting him. Two, maybe three times she corrected him, saying it wasn't for rape, it was for sexual assault. And then he tried to do what the judge tried to do, which is to say, yes, sexual assault, rape, it's all the same thing. The jury says no to question of whether Trump raped E. Jean Carroll, but finds him liable for sexual abuse anyway. The anti-Trump judge says, oh, that's basically the same thing. Media claims that the jury found Trump raped Carroll. Right? That's how the media sets its narrative. And then Eric sends me the verdict form. Did Ms. Carroll prove by a preponderance of the evidence that Mr. Trump raped her? And the check mark is no. Mr. Trump sexually abused Ms. Carroll? Yes. Forcibly touched her? That's left blank. It says if you answered yes, continue to question four. So that's why they left it blank. And then number four, Ms. Carroll was injured, and they say yes, because of Trump's conduct. In her case, Carroll claimed that Trump made defamatory statements about her in 2019 and called her a whack job during a CNN town hall. The writer was awarded $65 million in punitive damages and $18.3 million in compensatory damages by the jury. However, Carroll stated in June of 2019 that not only does she not consider herself a victim, but that she had, quote, not been raped, following a release of her book that claimed Trump had sexually assaulted her. And this was the basis of Trump's argument that she was doing this in order to promote a book that she had. So here is, let me see here. Oh, okay. So here is Trump's denial.
I have no idea who this woman is. This is a woman who's also accused other men of things, as you know. It is a totally false accusation. I think she was married, as I read. I have no idea who she is. But she was married to a actually nice guy, Johnson, a newscaster. Standing with my coat on in a line. Give me a break. With my back to the camera. I have no idea who she is. What she did is it's terrible. What's going on? So it's a total false accusation, and I don't know anything about her. And she's made this charge against others.
And there was the similarities that were brought out at the trial. Again, I point out that it was held in New York, which you'll recall when the primary was held in D.C. and Nikki Haley won the D.C. primary by like 96% of the vote or something like that over Trump. And you saw Rick Wilson from the Lincoln Project come out and celebrate that margin and say, yeah, good luck getting a trial there, a fair trial there, right? Which, of course, he's saying the quiet part out loud, which is that Donald Trump can't get a fair trial in the District of Columbia. Why? Because it is too blue. It's too Democrat. The hatred of Trump is so pervasive in that area because party politics has so, you know, infected the entire society there that they can't, you can't get him a fair trial there. And I would submit the same is true in New York, where this trial was held for E. Jean Carroll and her defamation case. So he makes the argument that she had accused others of this same crime. Also, there was the similarities between her description and a Law and Order TV episode. All right, that'll do it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I could not do the show without your support and the support of the businesses that advertise on the podcast. So if you'd like, please support them too and tell them you heard it here. You can also become a patron at my Patreon page or go to thepetecallinershow.com. Again, thank you so much for listening, and don't break anything while I'm gone.